You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Veronica Woods, the CEO of My Salon Scoop Consulting. As a former product manager for a Fortune 500 company, Veronica now helps business owners and executives who have hit a wall in their efforts to grow. She helps them jumpstart sales by implementing new strategies based on the data they collect on their best clients. Veronica, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Good morning, Eric. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for being with us this morning. So, first of all, why did you start My Salon Scoop Consulting?
Well, before I started my company, I was on the typical corporate path that includes a stop at getting my MBA from the Wharton School and then working as a product manager at a Fortune 500 company. And I really developed an expertise in sales and marketing tools for small and mid-sized businesses, primarily working with clients and how they want to attract, retain, or grow their client base. But after I watched my favorite hairstylist go out of business, I got revved up to start my own business. And I saw that she, like many small business owners, were great at everything technical, but lacked training and fundamental business skills. I then made it my mission to help more salon professionals just avoid this plight by providing training, coaching, and consulting services to help more owners stay profitable. And today I also help the corporations who offer them products and services who want to continue to grow in the roughly $500 billion beauty industry.
And why is continual business skills training more important than technical skills training as a small business CEO?
Well, for most, the best way to increase the odds for success is to work on improving business management skills. There was a study by Dun & Bradstreet that showed that management mistakes account for 89% of all business failures, and that's really huge. And although many entrepreneurs opt to get their business education through trial and error or worse, financial loss, many headaches could be avoided by investing in time to get training and business advice. And, you know, this is tough for many salon owners, even dentists, contractors, and other small business owners who would rather focus on further honing their technical side. But to actually create financial freedom, they have to develop some new muscles like developing people, tracking performance metrics, setting a vision for others to follow. And just one more stat that I'd like to share. The National Federation of Independent Business did a study that tracked small businesses from startup to closing over the course of the business life, and an estimated 39% of businesses were profitable over that period, 30% broke even, and 30% lost money.
How about telling us about your new book, The A-List Salon Insider Secrets of How Profitable Salons Wow Their Clients Every Day. Tell the listener a little bit about that.
Well, I'm very excited about my new book, The A-List Salon. The book reviews proven small business best practices as they apply to the salon industry. I review things like defining your unique salon way, tips to attract and keep your happy clients, how to improve the effectiveness of your word of mouth, and how to create and implement a plan for growth. So instead of just kind of giving my MBA perspective, I thought that highlighting salon owners who have achieved remarkable success would be the best way to share this information. So the owners I chose to highlight in my book chose very different paths to salon ownership. Some started behind a chair, others as were self-described serial entrepreneurs. And the goal of the book was really just to show that what is really possible as an owner when you follow proven systems. And one of the owners from the book, Philip Pelosi, who owns a multi-million dollar hair company based in Pittsburgh, he's a 45-year industry veteran, and he told me, or he said that he wished that he had learned some of this information right out of beauty school. And that was really one of the best compliments that I could ever receive for my work.
I would certainly agree with you there. Now, today we're joined by Veronica Woods, the CEO of My Salon Scoop Consulting, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, what was one of your biggest takeaways about successful entrepreneurs that you learned by writing your book, The A-List Salon?
One thing that all the salon entrepreneurs in my book had in common was a fearlessness to think big, including choosing investments that didn't warrant immediate payoff. They chose the quote-unquote risky route to invest in time-consuming development programs for staff, purchase buildings, expand business models, when they could have just stayed comfortable and small. So what I recommend that business owners do is set aside time to plan for this time of type of growth with their team and really look beyond, you know, that usual six-month window. You should review potential opportunities by looking at sales trends, finding out any new features your clients have asked for, common staff complaints, keeping your eyes on trends in your industry, or even opportunities in your local market. It could be regulatory changes or new markets that you can potentially utilize. And that's the best way to kind of think strategically about growing. Then you just lay out a plan, whether that takes you 1 year or 5 years out to reach success. And, you know, really I like to say, if you're not constantly looking for ways to grow and expand, your competition is and will.
And why is it important to continue to learn more about your best clients?
Well, when businesses don't understand the wants and needs of their best clients, they tend to overspend on marketing, they put out the wrong product or services, and they have trouble with client retention. And this is true for small and large companies alike. There are a few things that you can do to make sure that you continue to understand what keeps your clients happy. One, review the data you collect on your clients through sales transactions. Most businesses keep some kind of database on their purchases. They track things on the demographics of the people who buy their products. These are really what I call cold hard facts about who your customers are today. The second thing is listen to what they say in online forums. Today, a customer is just as likely to share with a LinkedIn group or Twitter followers that XYZ company has lousy customer service. And you don't want to be the last one to find out if you have a problem. Third, or lastly, you want to keep the lines of communication open to ask your customers directly for feedback. Anonymous surveys are extremely useful if you keep the questions short and commit to take action based on what your clients tell you.
If you would, Veronica, tell our listeners where they can get more information to be in touch and also to pick up this book, The A-List Salon Insider Secrets of How Profitable Salons Wow Their Clients Every Day.
Well, my main business website is bookyourchairsolid.com, and there you can find out information about my services. But then I do have a website for the book, which is alistsalonbook.com. And you can find out where you can purchase it online at that site as well.
Certainly appreciate your stopping by. We've been speaking with Veronica Woods, the CEO of My Salon Scoop Consulting, helping business owners and executives who have hit a wall in their efforts to grow, jumpstarting sales by implementing new strategies based on the data they collect on their best clients. And the websites of reference, once again, is bookyourchairsolid.com as well as alistsalonbook.com. Veronica, thanks so much for being with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much for having me, Eric. I enjoyed it.
And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.